Glass woke up smiling. Although it had been a few weeks since the night she and Luke had spent together, she couldn't stop thinking about it. But just as she began to replay the events in her head, a wave of nausea rolled over her. She tumbled out of bed and staggered through the hallway to the bathroom, grateful that the lights were working, probably thanks to her mother's new friend, the head of the resource board. Glass sank to the cold floor of the bathroom and quickly shut the door behind her, her brain battling with her stomach. She forced herself to breathe, trying to keep quiet. The last thing she needed was for her mother to drag her off to the medical center. Her stomach won out, and Glass leaned over the toilet just in time. She gagged, tears stinging her eyes, then slumped back against the wall. There was no way she'd be able to meet Wells for lunch, although she felt terrible standing him up again. She'd been spending all her time with Luke and hadn't been much of a friend to Wells lately. She missed him. He never seemed to resent her flakiness, which somehow made her feel worse. Especially after everything that had happened with his mother, and now Clark was apparently acting strange. She really needed to catch up with him. Glass? Her mother called out from the other side of the door. What's going on in there?
Nothing, Glass said, trying to keep her voice light.
Are you ill?
Glass groaned softly. Their new flat had no privacy. She missed their old, spacious flat with the windows full of stars. She still didn't understand why they'd had to downgrade just because her father had made the unusual and mortifying decision to sever his marriage contract and move out.
I'm coming in, her mother's voice called from the other side of the door. Glass hastily wiped her mouth and tried to rise to her feet, but slid back down as another wave of nausea sent her stomach into revolt. The door opened, and Glass saw her mother, dressed for an evening out despite the fact that it wasn't even noon. But before she had a chance to ask where she was going, or where she was coming from, her mother's eyes widened, and she visibly paled under her generously applied blush.
What's going on?
Nothing, Glass said, trying to shake the haze from her mind long enough to come up with an explanation that would get her mother to leave her alone. Stomach viruses were rare on Phoenix, and anyone who seemed vaguely contagious was required to spend the duration of their illness in quarantine.
I'm fine.
Were you? Sonia looked behind her and lowered her voice, which was ridiculous considering they were the only two people in the flat.
Throwing up?
Yes, but I'm fine. I think I just... Oh my God, her mother said, closing her eyes. I'm not sick, I promise. I don't need to be quarantined. I've just been nauseous the past few mornings, but it goes away by the afternoon.
When her mother opened her eyes, she didn't look any less worried. The room started to spin, and Sonia's voice grew faint, as if she were speaking from somewhere far away. Glass could barely make out her question, something about how long it had been since her last... Suddenly, Glass's confusion hardened into a ball of dread. She looked up at Sonia and saw the terrifying realization reflected in her mother's eyes.
Glass... Sonia's voice was hoarse. You're pregnant.